I like to think that girls don't poo.
Yeah, same. Like a little. I always imagine like they do like a little rabbit poo or a possum shit.
Like little round balls.
Yeah. Little pellets. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can pick them up because they don't even stink.
Welcome to the sixth episode of Aussie After Hours. I'm joined this week by Mark Gretchigretch, Jimmy Sadek, and Joey Bender will be with us later on. This episode of Aussie After Hours is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Muscle Nutrition, some of the best supplements going around in Australia. Now, boys, how are we doing this week, Jimmy? I'm going to be over there in Sydney tomorrow. We're going to be recording a training video of you and Gretchy. You excited for it?
Yeah, I am. I saw Gretchy yesterday, so I'm a bit sick of him, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously recording today, but yeah, so I'll be over on the red eye tonight, coming over Holy Herd, and we're going to be doing all that, all the shoots and all that kind of stuff, so...
Why do they call it a red eye?
I don't know.
Dumb name.
Probably because you have red eyes the next day, because you don't get any fucking sleep.
No, but you do sleep, because it's an overnight flight.
Yeah, but I took a red eye to the Australasians, and I had a middle seat, and it was on Jetstar, and it was fucking horrible. My knees pushed up against the seat in front of me. It was terrible. I had like an hour sleep.
Yeah, was it packed, bud? Not a lot of people get on a red eye.
This one was sold out, packed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Holly says the red eyes are always booked out, but I don't know.
They just introduced planes into Perth, mate. That's why.
They're cheap, but hey.
What, the flight's over, red eyes?
Yeah.
The first one I took over to Australasians, that was on Jetstar, and it was about $600.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Like, you can actually go to, like, Thailand now for, like, 600 return from Perth, but Sydney, I mean, Holly and my flights were actually pretty cheap, and that was still, I think, $1,500 between us, so...
Anyway, this isn't an ad for Jetstar.
Yeah, anyway. No, I'm Virgin. I'm going Virgin. Virgin's better than Jetstar. Anyway, yeah. Moving on. Boys, now, Gretchy, I saw you got involved with Instagram videos. I saw you put one up. I actually only watched one of yours, I think. I don't know if you put up any more than that. Oh, I can't even remember now. It was like a week ago. But did you happen to see... I like this feature on Instagram. It's fuckloads better than... I don't know if you heard about Vine, but Vine
killed,
did like...
killed Vine. I just got on a Vine because you can watch porn on Vine.
Really?
Yeah. You just type in, like, you can't type in the word boobs, but if you type in, like, 80085 as a hashtag, yeah, it's just, the chicks go all out.
Jesus, that's crazy.
But you've got to be careful because half of the time it's some bloke pulling off on it. But he hashtags boobs because he knows that that's what blokes are going to look for.
No, doesn't he hashtag 808880?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been on one of those websites where, like, it's just, like, you're just connected with someone random, like, around the world, and it's just, like, video? Have you been on one of those?
Yeah, what's it called? The roulette something.
Chat roulette?
Chat roulette, that's it.
Yeah. Like, literally probably about one in every four you get a guy pulling off.
Yeah, like, my 10-year-old cousin showed me that.
Have you seen the spoof clip to, like, a Lady Gaga song with a dude that's just dressed up like a chick dancing?
That was Chat Roulette.
Yes, but did you notice...
I've seen that, yeah.
...the single motherfucker that he clicked on, like, every time it changed, was a dude, like, in a dark room under sheets naked?
Yeah, they're just
a bunch of fucking creeps.
They get on there hoping that they're going to find some chick in the nude. But 99% of the blokes, the people you go past, the blokes pulling off waiting for that.
Yeah. I went on it once with one of my mates. It's the only time I've ever actually been on there. He's telling me about it. He said, it's like one in every four you get like fucking dudes pulling off. And then he said, sometimes you get a chick that will flash her tits or something. And I was like, oh, yeah. And we went on there and then we got to one. And one of them, this girl was going all out, just, you know, fingers up there and everything. And I was
up
like,
where, Xavier? Up where?
Up her vagina, Gretchen.
Oh, okay. You're so fucking clinical the way you speak. You are so unsexy. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, and my mate was freaking out. He said, "This never happens. This never happens." He's like, "It's like you fucking hit gold." It was like, "Yeah,
never." I went on it one night because I was bored. But you can write little messages on there, so I was just abusing everyone, abusing randoms. Every single person that I clicked on said, "Fuck you, you gronk," or whatever, and just went to the next one. I was just in a bad mood.
Yeah. Did you see my Instagram video I put up?
I saw you in one of his Snickers or something.
Did you like it?
No.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, you are bored. Very bored in Western Australia.
Yeah, I was bored that night, but it was, have you ever actually tried those Snickers? They're like Snickers ice creams?
No, but they do sound good, though.
They're very good. Snickers. Same as Cherry Ripe. We had Cherry, like, we tried them, like, last Saturday night, then we tried the Cherry Ripe ones.
Yeah.
Gold. Yep. They're amazing. Anyway, boys, did you see, did you actually hear my music choice for the radio show last week?
It was shit.
Yeah, so bad.
You didn't like it?
Dude,
no.
Every single song that you play is fucking gay.
You got really bad taste in music, eh?
So what do you like? Because that was like dubstep, like Skrillex and Daft Punk mashup.
Yeah, but I don't know, it didn't suit the show. Like, it was just really weird. That when that came on, I was just, yeah.
A little bit upset?
No, not upset, just weirded out.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know. Well, you don't have to apologise. I just passed
No, you fucking better apologise.
I feel bad.
Ever happened again?
So what's what? Now I'm gonna let you guys pick songs this week. So what kind of song are you gonna go for?
Go, Jimmy. You.
I don't know, but I'll know by the end of the show.
Yeah, same. You'll know that the show was picked by the song was either picked by me or Jimmy.
I'm downloading right now the new Jay-Z album, and the new Kanye West album. So
yeah, I like that kind of music.
Yeah, you yeah, that'll do.
Just chuck the whole album on.
Nah, just one song.
All right, boys, do you want to move straight into some listener questions, or do you want to just talk a bit more?
Go nuts. Go to the listener questions.
No, wait, I've got something. I did see Gretch yesterday. We trained. And I've got to say, this is not taking the mickey. I'm 100% serious. I've not ever seen a head bigger than his in my entire life. No, I'm not joking. He's like 108 kilos right now, something like that. But if you put that in proportion with his head, he doesn't look a kilo over 75. That's how big his head is.
So his body looks 75 kilos.
No, but like, you know how, if like 108 kilos, 107 kilos is big, big physique, yeah?
Yep.
But because his head's so big, it makes his body look little and normal.
I'm just sitting here quietly because you're right.
I asked him if he ate. He told me he didn't eat much today, and I go, why? He goes, I don't feel good. It's because his head's choking his fucking neck. There's nothing can fit down his throat.
That's incredible. Gretchen, have you ever actually been this heavy?
Never. Ooh. Never. I've never, in the off season, I've never been over about 97.
Oi, Xavier, what's those things that like fat people wear to hold their stomachs in?
Oh, like a corset?
Yeah. Did you have one of them on yesterday, Gretch?
No, I don't have a big stomach.
Bullshit. You had a corset or something. Because when you went and did bench press, your shirt come up a little bit and there was something like wrapped around your waist.
Yeah, singlet, buddy.
No, it wasn't.
It was a singlet.
Fucking corset.
It's one of those tie-up corsets.
If you can hear people in the background, it's because I've got customers here. But Chris is serving them, so I'm sweet.
Yeah, awesome.
Anyway.
Listen to questions?
This is really awkward now because the people are in here and you're talking about how fat I am.
All right, so we're moving into listening questions, Gretchy?
Yeah, go on. I've got nothing to say except for Jimmy looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid when I saw him yesterday. So just wait till you see the video because he can't talk one bit.
That's funny. All right, so...
What do you mean?
I mean, you've got a puffy face too.
No, bullshit. I can see my jawline.
Everyone's going to see a video of us training anyway, so...
Well, who took the video?
No, when Xavier films.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
So I've got time to take a diuretic.
I'm lined up too. I'm going to be up all night.
That's funny. All right, moving into the listener questions now. Anthony Watson, he asked a lot of questions this week. This is one's actually from last week video asked, but we actually didn't get around to it. He says, what's the funniest / dumbest thing you've done while you're angry?
One time, my mum cracked it at me because I was eating a sandwich over the sink, and I wasn't using a plate, so I got the shits and threw the sandwich at her and ran outside and picked up the dog kennel and threw it across the yard. Shut up. Anyway, and dog kennel smashed in the middle of the yard, and I didn't realise the dog was still in it when I threw it. And the poor thing just came running out. Yeah, he just went and ran back out of the dog
kennel.
Like a pinata. Yeah. But yeah. That was pretty dumb.
That's funny. Jimmy, you go next.
Fuck, honestly, I don't know. I don't get angry that often.
Yeah, right, you don't get angry that often.
No, but it's just like little small outbursts and I get over it real quickly. The dumbest thing... nothing will come of it, but like when I was living at home and my sisters were at home, they pissed me off all the time. And I was laying in my bed, I don't know, and my sister came in to have a go at me about something, and I just fucking cracked it. And there was one of those roll-on stick deodorants next to my bed. I literally picked that up, pegged it at her head, missed her.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing or not if it missed her, but it busted all over the wall. So fucking all that deodorant shit went all over the fucking wall and chipped the skirting board to the door. So then I got in trouble for that. But I don't get angry that often.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, okay. So you weren't young. What about you, Xavier? I can't imagine you ever getting angry.
I can't imagine. I can't think of actually a time that's actually where I've gotten angry and like I've done something really stupid. Like you can think of like little things you've done that are stupid when you're angry. Like I've punched something and like fucking almost broke my finger or something. But that's about it.
I've punched holes in balls plenty of times. Oh, yeah. Not plenty of times, like twice in my lifetime. So I'm not going to act like I'm some sort of psycho. But
I don't think there's a bodybuilder out there that hasn't put a hole in a wall.
I haven't.
I have.
I'm not
hey, kidding. Bender! Look who's here. Bender's really happy with you.
You can't.
Chris Schmidt's asking who's Bender. He's got it in for you, eh?
Is he online now? Is he on the show?
He's not on the show. He's just hanging around behind me. But, yeah.
Are we on a break right now?
No, we're on air right now.
Oh, well, fucking Joe Bender's in the house, mate.
Okay, we just went to the first listener question. I think you'll be able to have something good for this. What's the funniest/dumbest thing you've done while you're angry?
Kicked my ex-girlfriend's cagar door off. And then threw her $1,000 purse in the water, in the ocean.
Yes!
I remember when you rang me up and told me about that.
Hey, no, actually, what did you the story is, I threw the...
Yeah, come on, you're telling the story.
So, yeah, it was just breaking up. The ocean, with her the purse, I got fucking so pissed off, and I threw her, like, a purse. Oh, man, I don't even know. Like, this was a while ago. But,
You fucking know.
You know when you have those fights, and everything
no,
just
no,
in the world's
know,
going against you? God, what was it, Dave? What was happening at that time?
I know.
I remember you telling me, because this is when you and her were on the rocks, and you were in town or something, and some blokes were hitting on your ex and stuff, and then you cracked it, and didn't you knock one of them out or something, and then you got banned from all those clubs?
Yeah, that's what
then...
That was the same area. I got taken out on all fours. One bouncer on each fucking limb. But, yeah, but the purse thing, I threw it in there, and then I drove off, and then I came back about half an hour later, and she was in there with like a wet dress and everything, and I felt completely fucking terrible. I actually did cry. That was a moment where I cried because I was like, "What a monster I am!" And then I went and got help for my issues.
Very nice, professional help.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Was that professional help?
Yeah, professional help. I still get professional help once a week.
For your anger management?
Yeah.
I would love to go to one of those sessions with you.
Mate, it's $120.
Oh, well, I'm not going because I want to pay the money. I'm just saying, like, I'm just interested in what stories you guys... What, do you sit there in a circle and basically speak about how you cracked it that week? And compare stories? Mate, and
psychiatrist. It's once a week and it's just one-on-one.
Oh, it's just one-on-one. I thought it was one of those, like, group therapy sessions. That would have been fucking unreal.
You had some awesome...
Like on anger management, the movie.
Yeah, like the movie, like a group of fucking mental case psychos ready to fucking crack it at any second. Like, one person looks at you funny and you walk over and... It's fucking... It'll be unreal.
Oh, you'll never guess what happened to me last night.
What?
I was parked down, so... In Tassie, we got the, you got your bars and your pubs everywhere. and there's a pub called the Shamrock, and they do like a $10 steak, and I go down there all the time and get like a $10 steak and salad and whatever. And I was picking up my mate from his work at 8 o'clock, and I was parked on the street in the dark, and then out of nowhere my whole car jolts forward, and this bloke is like fucking trying to reverse back and drive away, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I hopped out of the car and I'm like screaming on top of his car trying to get him to stop. This massive bit knock, like torn off my car, and then, man, it was, well, I'm not trying to badmouth anyone, but it was an Indian who could not fucking drive for shit. And then they tried to barter with me to try and bargain, because their excess was really high. They tried to bargain with how much cash I would accept.
Well, they were going to give you cash there on the spot.
They give me cash because I rang my mate who's a spray painter, because it was like just ripped the paint off, all the paint off my rear bumper. And I called my mate and I was like, how much is it for to respray the whole bumper? And he goes, $200. I said to the mate, what's your excess? He said, $500. And I said, right, give me $400 cash and with a square. So I made $200.
Yeah. Oh, you did it. That's mad.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I missed out on a steak. They stopped cooking at 30.
That's amazing. Anyway, okay, moving on to the next question. This is from Christy Milham. I like her questions. Hers are good for some reason. She goes, for those with girlfriends / partners, which is basically all of us now, actually. I assume Joey and Jimmy, you're both still in relationships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't sound too confident, Jimmy. Anyway, moving on. Do you go to...
I don't want Mark to say anything. That's why. I'm just trying to stay lowball.
Yeah, he's very quiet.
What about your missus?
Oh, fuck off. Go with the question.
We'll talk about it later.
I asked you a few questions about your missus yesterday, and you answered them quite freely.
Yeah, because I wasn't fucking on this.
No, I can't ask you the same questions now.
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to see if I give you the same fucking answer.
No, I'm building up. I'm building up a bit of info before I ever...
You got no fucking info.
Yeah, well, I'm going to meet her.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on to the question. Okay. Do you go to the loo with your significant other... with the door open for all to see? Or... if you have a combined toilet / bathroom, do you use it if the significant other is in the shower or doing the hair and makeup? Basically, is it good form to do number twos while on display?
Fuck no. I reckon it's the most disgusting thing anyone can do. I could not take a shit while someone else is watching. Chris Schmidt shits in front of Renee all the time. I know that for a fact.
Shits?
Yeah, he shits in front of Renee all the time. She takes photos of him and Snapchats it to me.
Nice. Bender?
That's gross.
I'm trying to think, like, I don't really, it's not an issue, like, that really fucking grosses me out or anything, because everyone shits, but, it depends, like, if I was having a shower and my girlfriend came in and decided to take a crap, I wouldn't particularly like it, because, I like to think of the good things, not the bad thing.
I like to think that girls don't poo.
Yeah, same. Like a little. I always imagine like they do like a little rabbit poo or a possum shit.
Like little round balls.
Yeah.
Little pellets. Yeah.
Yeah, you can pick them up because they don't even stink.
Yeah, not like a big dirty bog that doesn't
like
flush down the toilet.
Yeah, that's right. That's so. I imagine my girlfriend to just do little dollops of
little chocolate buds.
Yeah.
and then when she wipes her bum, it's not even dirty.
Yeah, no wipe needed.
Wait, how good is that when you wipe your, after you do a shit and you wipe your ass, nothing's there?
No.
Like getting up and dancing a fucking jig?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, I got the better one, man. What about when you do a shit and it just slides down the toilet?
Disappears.
And you don't even have to wipe your ass. It's like, fucking awesome.
It's like a fucking Houdini shit.
I swear we've spoken about this before, eh? We always get on this topic.
Yeah, we always talk about shit.
We have had this conversation before.
my girlfriend is really, she's really, would never, ever, ever let me hear a fart or anything. One of those girls that's like a real, you know, just would never let anything happen to the point where, like, if she goes to the toilet to do a piss, she'll put toilet paper down so I can't hear a piss.
Wow.
Now, I used to be really shy like that. I remember when I first got with Emma and I was over her house, I was busting for a piss. And I wouldn't even go to the bathroom because it was next to her mum's room. She was in bed asleep, and I knew that she'd hear me.
Yeah, but I've got no problem with pissing. Like, that's all right. But
no, I get stage fright.
I don't like the thought of fucking shitting or shitting in front of people. I don't think anyone really should experience my shits anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, look. So am I the only one that does it?
Oh, see, I knew you would. You're a fucking weird fetish. You probably rub each other's shit all over each other while boning. Taking a dump on Holly's chest.
Have you done that, Xavier?
No, I haven't done that. Well, I'm not into golden showers or anything like that.
But you pissed on her in a shower before.
I pissed while she's been in the shower before, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she turns around, looks the other way, puts her legs away from a plug hole, and I just swish it. Yeah.
Just piss on a foot, mate.
No, I don't. I'm a good shot. All right, moving on. Christy Milham, she has another one. When you were teenagers at home, did your parents ever catch you wanking? That's the first question. Or have you been walked in on while having sex?
Wanking question. No. I've semi been busted wanking.
Yeah.
Where I've left, like, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I think I totally took my underwear off in the lounge room. I was only young, like 13, and I left my undies and tissues in the lounge room, and I woke up the next morning, and my dad, I don't know if you've ever seen my
I've seen
short little wog guy, yeah, with a really strong Maltese accent, was sitting down pissing himself laughing while he's eating breakfast. What the fuck are you laughing at? Nothing, you wanker. Well, you're fucking wanker. What are you calling me a wanker for? And yeah, tell me how and my undies in the lounge room.
Are you Maltese?
Oh, you're kidding me. Yeah, we've spoken about this, Joey.
That's fucking awesome. I love Maltese people.
What?
What's his name? The bodybuilder. What's his name? Ex-pro.
Charlie Duca?
Yeah, man, he's sick.
He's my trainer.
Yeah, he's awesome, man.
Yeah, he trains me. He prepped me for the Australasian. He's prepped me for the Arnold.
Yeah, how good is he, man?
Really good. Why do you think I'm 107 kilos now? He's the first person to ever get me to this weight.
Yeah, fuck, man. Well, yeah.
I spoke to Charlie at FitX, the one, I think he's the one just gone, and I did not expect him to have that accent. His accent is strong.
Are you 107 kilos with abs, man, or what?
Who are you talking to?
That answers your question, bro.
Who are you asking me?
Of course he's asking you.
I carry all my fat on my gut. My legs are lean, or you can still see striations of my quads. My arms are lean.
He's not lean. He's hard. He's not lean. He's hard. He's not sloppy.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, but I'm not fat. Yeah.
Oh, fuck
I'm not
off, floppy. Fat yeah.
I never said anything about my head. I said my arms and my legs.
You're not sloppy, but you're not lean.
No, but I'm not saying I'm fucking comp ready.
You
but
didn't
I'm saying
comp ready. You said the word lean.
Yeah, but my legs don't have fat
on
them.
Your own pocket.
I don't have any fat on my legs.
What?
I don't have any fat on my legs. I don't carry fat on my legs.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I did. I just said you were not sloppy.
Yeah, but if I'm not carrying any fat on my legs, then it's technically lean.
Or hard.
Or hard. So is your fucking cock. But anyway. Yeah, no, you can't see my abs, Joey. How about I went on, because I'm emceeing on the weekend, I have to wear it, like, obviously get dressed up pretty nice, and I thought I'm going to get a whole Nick Jones looking by a vest.
Yeah.
Fuck, I look fat in a vest, though. I look like a pregnant penguin. With my fat head, I'm going to look atrocious.
Well, how hot are you going to be up there in those lights?
I don't think I'm going to ditch the vest, eh? It's going to be up there.
Idea.
I don't think I'm just going to, I'm going to go up there in a stringer.
Hey, have you seen the old photos of Nick Jones standing with John Davey?
Yeah.
When Nick Jones was bulking his head off?
Yeah.
Mate, he's always been Mr. Lean as far as I've known him, but man, I've never seen, he looks like, it looks hilarious when you see someone with fucking fat cheeks, doesn't it, when they're always lean?
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm 90% of the year fat cheeks. So this is normal me.
I'm 100% of the year fat cheeks.
I'm very rarely fat cheeks.
It's like
you
luck,
look like
lucky.
A Cabbage Patch doll right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know how where the fuck you get Cabbage Patch doll from.
Fuck, dude, you smile and you look Asian. That's how puffed up your face is.
Bullshit.
Okay.
You'll see the video.
Okay, Gretchen's the only one that's answered so far. Ben, have you been caught?
No, but I get hurt all the time.
Heard having sex, you mean?
Yeah, all the time.
Not wanking.
No. I don't wank.
Oh,
you're
bullshit.
So full of shit.
Yeah, no, I don't at the moment because I have been working so much and I've got it. Like, seriously, man, it's probably been like 3 days.
Dude, you always find time to. I've pulled off 3 times since we started this show. You always find time to wank.
In the shop, under the counter.
Yeah. That's fucking funny, man.
Anyway, Jimmy, have you?
No.
Never been caught?
Never. I'm a sneaky motherfucker.
Yeah. I always used to, when I was, like, young, you never used to kind of, like, care. Like, I used to just do it in my bed, and then mum and dad would knock on the door and come in, I'd just have the sheets pulled up, like, just be like...
Yeah, but, dude, you're Tasmanian. You'll probably join in with your parents.
Hey, no, no. That's
used to terrible. Watch your dad pull off.
Big family event
every Sunday night.
How's WA? Hey, what's going on with these blacks? What did any heard anything else from Aaron, Zave?
No, I haven't spoke to him since. But he, I don't know, he's doing something with Blackstone Labs or something like that. But
yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't he?
Him and RX aren't. I don't know what's going on with it. But him and RX definitely aren't on good terms anymore.
But he's still got editor-in-chief on his Instagram and everything.
Well, he's forgotten to take it down. He's clearly not now.
But he's cleaned them up. He's taken... What's the name, hasn't he? Lane Norton?
Did he take Lane, did he?
Yeah.
You sure?
Matt Minro.
He took Matt Minro. I don't know that much. But, yeah, anyway, Dave's got things in the work. I've spoken to Dave, but I can't exactly put anything out there yet, otherwise he'll probably kill me. But, yeah, Dave's got things in the work. He's actually going to be... They've actually live-streamed an NPC show the other day, and Dave's predicting he's going to live-stream a pro show this year. So that's kind of something that he's working on. He wants to start live-streaming heaps and heaps of pro shows, so it's kind of
Let's change the subject before you get yourself in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, Dave put that out on the radio show.
Yeah,
but,
anyway, let's change the fucking subject.
That's the only thing I can really mention. Anyway, moving on to the next subject.
Dude, you've got 16 minutes before you've got to go. Can you hurry the fuck up?
I'm hurrying,
Hey, yeah, why don't you start at 5:30 anyway? What happened?
I've got to catch a flight to Sydney, Bender.
Okay.
We didn't start at 5:30. You started at 5:45. Okay. Since when is Xavier ever on time?
Never.
I was 5 minutes late, then we had to write down all the stuff. Okay, who the fuck Scoop DeVille? That's a weird name. Okay, biggest douche, fake, two-faced, unliked, backstabbing person in the industry that doesn't realise there is...
What was that up? What the fuck was that about?
Or doesn't realise anyone knows what a cock they are.
Before anyone says anything on this, I fucking say no comment. I sit out till the next subject.
Does it involve anyone who's a mad cunt?
What do you mean, does it involve... What, no, they're asking who they think is the biggest cockhead, basically, backstabbing person.
Oh.
In the industry.
Didn't the guy mention names?
He mentioned initials.
Yeah.
I know who the initials are, but I'm not going to say their names.
Okay.
I'm not even going to say their
names. And I totally understand why Jimmy's staying out of this, too.
Yeah, I've got no one. I've got no one.
I've got 1,000, but I'm not going to say any.
Yes.
This is going to fucking cause dramas.
Ben, did you want to say anyone? Maybe on an American level or something?
Only Xavier Wills.
I presume so.
I don't want anyone to hate me.
Yeah, no, I think we better move on to the next question.
I could rattle off like fucking 10. But I won't.
Okay, Matt McCartney. I think it was funny. Like, Jimmy, you put up a status basically asking what pisses people off and stuff like that. And he goes, Matt McCartney says, I hate it when motherfuckers spray their windscreen whilst you're driving behind them and their water goes on your clear windscreen. That's the most... If you're getting angry about that, you're gonna be angry about a lot of shit.
Yeah, you got not much going on.
Yeah, found it funny.
No, that can be annoying. That happened to me when I used to drive my 350Z when the roof was off. Fuck, I got the shit.
Yeah, with your roof off.
That's such a Jimmy car.
I'll have a 370 by the end of the year,
mate. I can. Yeah, that is such a your car.
They're good cars, man.
Yeah, that, I know, man, but I could never pick a car to suit you more than that.
Yeah.
What do you drive, Gretch?
Suzuki Swift.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, it actually suits him. You know what he looks like when he drives it? You know the fucking Mario Kart game? He fucking looks like Mario in his little car.
The big fucking head. In the room.
I throw bananas out the window every time someone takes over me.
Suzuki, they go all right, man. Is it like the one of the later models, like the 08, 09?
Yeah, it's a sport. It's brand new.
Yeah, man, they're sick. They go well.
I bought it because I was in desperate need of a car as soon as possible. And I just wanted the cheapest running car. It's small. It's easy to find parking. And I don't need to be driving around in a big four-wheel drive to make myself feel big.
Yeah, no, I'm the same, mate. I'm the same.
Yeah, but you're tiny.
Yeah. I'm big in Tasmania terms, though.
What are we talking about, tiny, there?
What's next?
All right. Okay, next question. Chris Smith says, Stanley Zoll, there is a new one. Basically, he's talking about, what's that one they put up, the Egyptian dude with the big arms? Someone made up a fake one of that. Yeah, Mustafa. Who the fuck do you reckon that is? Like, who's making all these?
Mustafa Ismail. Everyone thinks it's me. Everyone thinks they're all me.
I want to know who it is.
I know who they are.
Are you 100% sure?
I reckon we stop trying to find out who it is. Who gives a fuck? I want them to be real. They're
let
fucking
him,
funny.
Let him, just let them be real. Let them,
cool.
Let them, yeah, yeah.
Just let them be real people.
Just don't worry
prefer,
about who
I'd
the real
them than a lot of these
is.
Fuckheads on Facebook anyway.
Yeah.
All right, here's a bodybuilding question that's not really bodybuilding. 100-kilo bench press, okay? Would you do more reps without a girl sitting on your lap or with a girl sitting on your lap?
More. It increases your testosterone levels.
100% more.
Yeah. It really does.
And I'd pelvic thrust at the same time.
Yep.
Get her
sitting on your lap nude and you'll rep out at least another 20 reps.
Whatever.
Could you rep out till you ejaculate?
Let's just imagine that.
That'd be fucking awesome. It'd be intense, wouldn't it?
Well, that gives a whole new meaning to fucking great set.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Chris Smith, he says, has anyone prepped a chick and jerked off to her update pics?
What a fucking weird question. Only a creep would even think of a weird question like that.
But in all honesty, the only person that would ever come to mind is you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm never going to get a female I can want to be that rapper again.
If I can think of anyone who's answered that question.
I've got two girls competing this weekend. I can't say that shit. You can't say that shit, you asshole.
Imagine if you said yes and started naming names.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
You've been quiet, so I'll ask you first.
I'm looking at watches, mate. I'm looking at watches online.
Well, it's good to see that you're concentrating on the show. But anyway, do you last a while you're having sex, or are you a quick ejaculator?
Hey, I will actually fucking, you can get any girl I've ever been with, and if they're listening, they will prove me right. I, without a doubt, non-stop, have never gone. I have always been, the slowest I've ever been. Like, the fastest I've ever been would probably be, like, 15 minutes.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm a stayer.
Yeah, it is impossible. Sometimes I just can't come.
Yeah, I'm the same. I was talking about this yesterday.
Yeah,
Chris Schmidt, apparently, 5 seconds every single time. Every single time.
His Chris is going to love you.
His knob touches the air. Like, it gets a bit of a breeze and he ejaculates.
Hey, I've got a mate who can just sit there and come.
Bullshit.
Hold on. I'm going to get Chris on.
Hang on. If you had Renee as your sexual partner, would you be the same?
That's awkward for us to answer.
Actually,
I lasted ages. Anyway, next question.
That's the best answer ever.
Just going to have mad fun listening to this on Friday.
That's funny. Okay, next question. Scott Goble. He says, would you rather have sex with Miranda Kerr if 95% of her body was covered in weepy, pus-filled sores, or Dawn Fraser?
Miranda Kerr.
Yeah, I hate Dawn Fraser.
Shame. Fuck,
she's a lesbian,
man.
You know, I don't care if she's a lesbian or an alien. I don't care. She's a bitch.
She is a bitch.
She is.
Like an old Dawn. Yeah.
She's just an old grumpy person. Like, I hate old grumpy people. Like, yeah. Just because they're old, they think they demand respect and they can be grumpy. Like, cheer up. You've only got about 6 minutes to live. Fucking don't be grumpy.
I swear that's what they do with their driving as well.
She hasn't had a dick for ages. That's why she's upset.
She's never had a dick. She's a lesbian.
Well, that's why she's so fucking upset.
Hmm. Is that why you're angry?
Because I haven't had a dick for ages, yes.
Next question. I pick Miranda Kerr, if that answers. Yeah, I hate Dawn Fraser.
Yeah, I didn't even pick one, did I? I'd say Miranda Kerr. Just have a face. Good. Okay, Donna Hooper says, bears in bodybuilding community. That's all she said. So, what does she mean by... I think she wants us to name bears in the bodybuilding community. I don't know what that means.
Humpty?
Jimmy's a bear?
What's a bear, man?
Nah, well, I know what a bear is, mate. Luke Shembri's a bear.
Oh, hairy guys.
Yeah.
Ivan took his shirt off for me on Tuesday when I went over because he's guest posing on the weekend. Fuck, he better shave down. He's hairier than Shembri.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, do you get hairy, Jimmy?
Yeah. My back's hairy as fuck right now.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I get super hair. I got blonde, like, I got fair hair. But so it always looks like I've got shaved legs or whatever, but it's fucking gets real hairy.
But I'm afraid to go get waxed because it's so cold.
It's cold? What do you mean?
Like, because when it's cold, the waxing hurts more.
Yeah, and I just hate doing it. I don't get waxed. Dude, go get lasered.
No, that hurts fucking 200 times more.
Yeah, I stopped getting lasered too. I did it a fair bit, and the hair doesn't grow back as much now. So I just shave whatever grows back now.
That's cool. Hey, how much did laser cost?
Rich.
I didn't have. It cost a fortune, but my mate had the machine, so he used to do it for me for like, just pay me for whatever electricity he uses or whatever.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Joey, yo.
When you were, how long ago were you like full time personal training?
I'm back into personal. Oh, I've never been a full time personal trainer because I managed a gym and personal trained.
When you were doing that, you know, when you were in the gym all the time.
Yeah.
Did you tend to look after yourself a bit more?
Looks-wise?
Yeah.
Nah, not any less than I do now.
Would you... So how... What would you say to the extent would you look after yourself? Like, are you like a Mick Galley, Joey Bender kind of thing? Fucking?
Nah. Pretty boy. I'm pretty without trying.
Like, dude, you're not a good-looking bloke, Gretch. I'm sorry.
Fuck off. I'm sexy.
No, you're not.
You look like a bung-eyed rat.
Oh, fuck the name for it. What a straightaway go defensive insults. Why are you attacking?
You said I wasn't attractive.
I'm just saying that you're not that good looking.
Well, I'm not saying I'm fucking drop dead gorgeous, but
I'm not
a pretty guy.
We should do a vote.
Fucking gremlin.
No. I want to know from the general public listening, who's the most attractive person on the radio show?
It'd be you, because you look like a fucking person out of what's that fucking boy band from England?
Fuck off.
It looks like One Direction.
The facts from Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
You're like a Justin Bieber fucking lookalike.
Yeah.
What's he going to choose you?
Nah, mate, I reckon it'd be Jimmy or
Jimmy in person? Have you seen Jimmy's head in person?
It's pretty big.
His head. I'm not talking about his body. Have a look at his head.
I honestly think I'm the fucking best looking bloke, but I can't play that radio.
Photos of Jimmy. I don't know. It was his profile picture not long ago, and he's hanging between two blokes, and he's in his white t-shirt, all nice and tanned up. I fucking love that photo.
I'm gonna put my profile pic that right now.
Hey Bender, do you remember when if we was like going out to town or something like that, you know, you'd be getting ready, I'd come around to your house and we'd be going somewhere, and you'd be doing your hair. This is before you got the queef thing going on.
If you got one of those things, you too.
The queef thing. And you used to look yourself in the mirror and go, fuck, I'm an ugly cunt. You used to get so angry about it.
Nah, I just, it's like people think I'm 100% anti-pretty boy. Like,
oh, whatever.
I am, man.
What?
I am. I'm not a fucking pretty boy. Like,
remember, no. You used to not be. And then you used to say, oh, they're always faggots with the low scoop necks and stuff like t-shirts.
I've always worn a scoop, mate. I've always fucking worn a scoop.
No, you never wore one. You used to bag people out that wore them. And then I remember going out to town with you once. We went out for a meal or something, you and me and Luke and something. And you was wearing the lowest scoop neck of all time.
I like a scoop, man.
Yeah, I know.
I like a shirt that fucking fits.
Well, how about I went shopping on the weekend for a button-up shirt. Like, no chance of finding one these days, especially at 100 kilos.
That is the Williams, okay? This is good.
Struggled hard.
You've got to go to, like, YD and get the 4X.
I did find one, yeah, but the thing is, because me, well, you're shorter than me, but because we're short...
I'm not going to fucking Indies, hey?
What?
You know I'm not shorter than you.
Oh, fuck, here we go. Anyway, because we're short, like, it looks like we're in a dress or a movie.
You've got to get a tailored, yeah? You've got no choice.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah. And jeans, mate, you have to roll the cunts up.
Yeah.
I don't have a pair of jeans that fit me. Luckily, they brought out those things with the little scrunchy things on the bottom of them.
You still wear those button-up Adidas pants, don't you? Snap pants.
People always ask why I wear shorts.
I'm always in shorts. Yeah. If I didn't have to MC on the weekend, I'd just be there in shorts and a shirt.
Yeah. In tracksuits, mate, they drag, don't they? They drag under your shoes.
Yeah. No, that's why you wear them with thongs.
Fuck, look at those shoes too. Jimmy, can I borrow a pair of your shoes? I don't have any nice shoes.
Yeah, I'll give you some tomorrow night.
Mate. Some Gucci high tops, maybe.
No, no high tops, just black shoes.
Yeah, I've got proper shoes.
Mad.
All right, boys, I have to get going. I need to get ready for the airport. So that's it for this episode of Aussie After Hours. Does anyone else have anything else to say?
What exactly do you have to get ready to go to the airport? Like,
I have to, well, firstly, I have to quickly go get my girlfriend now from work.
Of course you do, mate.
You are so under the thumb.
No, it's because I took a car today. It's because I dropped off at work. Huh?
You took her car?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask a question, okay, real quick. Say, yeah. Gretchy, you go out to dinner with your missus. Who pays?
Oh, we've got the same account. I've been on this for 8 years with the same account.
That's fine. That's good. Jimmy, your newly missus, who pays?
I'll pay. I always pay.
100% yeah. Jimmy would pay every single time.
Yeah.
And then, Zave, you?
We have a shared account.
But I go out with mates and I'll pay. I don't care.
Mate, do you know, that's the same because this is terrible. I'm taking back to LA with me and Mick. We would fucking spend half an hour complaining about who was going to, like, no, it was just fucking to the point where it was a headache because neither one of us would accept who was paying. It would always, it does my head in, man. I can't let people pay for me.
Yeah, but I don't know. Mick must really like you because every time I've gone out for dinner with Mick, he disappears halfway. and I'm stuck with the bill.
Anyway, boys, okay, that's it for another episode of Aussie After Hours. This episode was brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Go to Muscle Nutrition on Facebook, like their page, just type in Muscle Nutrition, you'll find them there. So for Joey Bender, Mark Gretchy, Jimmy Sadek, we're out.